It took us maybe 10 minutes to reach our next destination, the Dutcher Creek pasture. As we pulled across the cattle guard into the pasture, Slim said, "I wonder if that coyote will be on the feed ground today." I gave him a blank stare, and he said, "There's been a coyote coming up to eat with the cows." Oh yes, that story, but I didn't believe it. A coyote eating feed with the cows? Impossible. Most of the cows had already come into the feed ground and were waiting for us. Waiting impatiently, I might add, milling, bawling, complaining, and staring at us with empty bovine expressions. It's always a little irritating to see them doing this. I mean, a cow has nothing better to do than stand around on the feed ground and wait for somebody to deliver her groceries, right? If they thought our service was too slow, then why didn't they go eat the bark off a few trees? We'd fed them yesterday, but do you suppose they ever thanked us or even showed a shred of gratitude? No, sir. Cows never say thank you. They gibble what we got them and bawl for more, as though they're starving to death. Well, they're not. They're all as fat as mud. You know the problem with cows? They have too much idle time, and all they think about is food. Let them go get a job, that's what I say. They gobble what we give them, is what I meant to say, not gibble what we gobble them, or whatever it was. Gibble what we gobble them. Skip it. We pulled up on the feed ground, an open space on the west side of the creek, and parked beneath some big cottonwood trees. Slim left the engine running because that's what you're supposed to do with diesel engines in the wintertime. Leave them running. You probably didn't know that, but it's true. Diesel engines run better when they're hot. Why? I have no idea, but Slim said so, and that's good enough for me. While we waited for the rest of the cows to come in, he pushed his hat at a downward angle so that the brim almost touched his nose and scrunched down in the seat. I guess he noticed that Drover and I were staring at him. Why were we staring at him? No particular reason. We were just, well, waiting for something to happen. "I bet y'all wish I'd sing you a song." What? Was he joking? Have we ever discussed Slim singing? Maybe not. See, when we're out doing something on the ranch, he makes up these corny songs. And what can a dog do but sit there and listen? It seems a little weird to me, a grown man singing to his dogs. But he's done it, not once, but many times. He seems to think we love his so-called music. Ha! We put up with it, that's all. Because we have to. Because that's one of the things we have to do to keep our jobs. He grinned. "Well, okay. If you'll sit up and beg, maybe I'll sing for you." Oh, brother, this was so silly. "See, I want to be sure y'all really love my singing. When you're a famous musician like me, you hate to perform for an audience of noodles. If you really love my singing, sit up and beg for a song." Drover and I traded glances, and he whispered, "Is he kidding?" "I don't think so. He wants us to go into the begging position." "Should we do it?" "We have no choice, Drover. We're trapped, unless you'd rather walk home."
"No, my feet hurt. Let's beg."
"I agree. Let's do the routine, listen to the tiresome thing, and get it over with. Surely it won't take too long." We settled ourselves into the seat, raised our front paws, and became nice little beggars. It was embarrassing, but what can you do? Slim nodded and grinned. "That's pretty good, and I'm really honored. But I think it might be better if you whined, too. Can you whine for a song?"
Whine? Absolutely not. I had never whined for a song in my whole life, and I wasn't fixing to start now.
I turned to Drover, who was sitting there like a little stooge with his paws in the air. "Cancel. Abort. We're calling this thing off, Drover. It's just too ridiculous. We're going on strike." And with that, we lowered our front paws and braced ourselves for the consequences. Would he kick us out? Make us walk home? I didn't care.
We have our pride, you know, and a dog can stand only so much cowboy nonsense.